This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know, the kids are going back to school soon. Yeehaw, we're in August. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I don't know, I think there's still some school districts where school doesn't go back until September. That's how I remember when I was little. You didn't go back until September, and the summer was so long. It was so long. You got out in June. And I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas. We were kind of back and forth. And the summers were just so hot, and it was ridiculous. And, you know, if we didn't have air conditioning, that really made it more miserable. And if we did have air conditioning, it would go out, and then we couldn't afford to fix it. And it was just a rough, rough summer. And then you had to wait till September. So then you're in August, and August was the worst. And, you know, now, I guess where I live, school starts in 2 weeks. We're talking mid-August. We could kick the kids back into school. I can't wait because they spend money. They're costing me more money. They're eating. They're now the one that's driving. Mom, I need more gas. Gas? You just filled up your tank. I need more gas. Like, what the hell you do with your car? Well, I drive around with my friends. You know, we drive around. There's nothing to do. I go, yeah, there's a lot to do. There's chores. No, I got nothing to do, so I drive around with my friends, I guess. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Go to school, so the car sits in a parking lot. I don't even know why he has his own car. I think we really spoiled our kids. Well, he has his own car because I have to work, and I work across town. So, you know, I do my show, and then I teach. And so I can't sit there and you know, drive him to school and deal with his detention or whatever the hell else he deals with. So, yeah, he has a car, which is a real waste of money. I mean, if you know, Dave Ramsey or Bob Brinker or any of the financial gurus, you know, listen to me. They're like, what the heck are you doing? Tell them to take public transportation. Tell them to take a school bus. You try telling a senior to take the school bus. I had to take the school bus as a senior. When my folks moved my senior year, I didn't have friends at that particular high school, so it took a while until I met somebody who could drive me. And since we didn't have a car, an extra car, and I couldn't afford one, and they couldn't afford one, I had to take the school bus. And being a senior on a school bus, it really sucked. But I did it. I survived. Well, anyway. All right. So I apologize. I'm kind of grumpy. I want the kids to go back to school. They're on my nerves. But I've been on now coffee for 2 weeks. Remember there was that story where, you know, if you drink a cup of coffee a day, you can live another 9 years. And, you know, I don't know. So, okay. So I started drinking coffee. I still hate it. I still cannot stand the taste. But get this. The National Coffee Association says there is a specific, quote, golden ratio to use to make your perfect cup of coffee every time. They say use 1 or 2 tablespoons of coffee grounds for every 6 ounces of water and to use water between 185 degrees Fahrenheit and 205 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, I don't know about you guys and how you get your coffee and how you make your coffee, but at home we have a coffee maker, and I just, you know, throw the stuff in and I turn it on. But apparently there's an art to this. They say you have to have a very precise ratio of grounds to water, and they say a very specific amount of ground coffee to hot water makes the difference between a yummy cup of joe. And I get that, you know, because these are coffee beans, and we grind them up. And, you know, nature, you know, if you eat a coffee bean, that's not yummy. So you have to do something to it. Just like chocolate. Look at what we had to do to chocolate and the cocoa bean. I mean, we had to add a crap load of sugar and milk chocolate just to make that edible. So the association recommends that you got to get that water high. Let's just average it to 195 degrees. And then allow the water to reach a full boil, then let it rest for a minute before pouring it over the coffee grounds. Allowing coffee to brew for 5 minutes using a drip filter system, or 2 to 4 minutes if you're using a French press. Now, I don't have a French press. If I get coffee, it's from McDonald's. They say freshly ground coffee will give you a better taste. If you have the time to grind your beans every time you want to drink, the NCA also points out that you should never reuse coffee grounds, as only the bitter flavors will be left, as all the other delicious flavors. How is this delicious? How are you guys, how is coffee delicious? Can somebody please explain that to me? I don't know. I think it's, you know. But listen, I don't want to start a new, I don't want to start a new vice where now I'm just, you know, addicted to coffee. I can't stand the taste, so I'm not worried. And I'm not really drinking it for the caffeine, to be honest. I mean, you guys know me. I'm hyper. I don't need the caffeine. But it just, you know, there's just too much discussion on coffee beans being healthy. And you know, studies coming out. I was at a conference this weekend, and they were talking about these marijuana studies. And we're going to need to spend some time on this. But we're having so much, quote-unquote, fake news and studies that look like they're, you know, the end-all of science that, you know, we're getting kind of some conflicting data on how healthy marijuana is. Now, coffee was studied before the internet, so I know that's pretty good. But they say with marijuana, you know, marijuana helping nausea and vomiting, there's not enough studies. True, there's Marinol, and there's a pharmaceutical company that has Marinol. Marinol never worked on my patients, but I prescribed it if they needed it. And, you know, this one professor had said, and researcher, he's an oncologist, had said, no, Marinol never works on his patients. And I mean, you know, for some, maybe it does, but he says there's a real strong placebo effect. There could be a 15% placebo effect. And I told you, I don't care if there's a pill called placebo. I'll take it if it works. I don't care if it's placebo or not. But, you know, a lot of these studies that we're seeing that, you know, it may be a small study of 57 people that gets all this news, all this media attention, and they're like, wow, so marijuana does this. And you read, and it was, you know, a study where they surveyed people. Well, surveying people is not the most scientific study. It's still science. But for us to start claiming that marijuana or even coffee or chocolate, for that matter, does X, Y, and Z, we really have to have these strong studies. And we don't have enough of them. And we need them. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Los Angeles is going to host the 2028 Olympics. Is this the third time they get to host the Olympics? They did in the 80s. I think they did in the 1930s. I don't remember. But I think this is the third time. And I guess the city has struck a deal with the International Olympic Committee to host the Games. Paris is going to get the Olympics in 2024. When I was in Paris, you already saw banners from the Eiffel Tower. You could see a huge banner saying, you know, Paris Olympics, you know, 24. I forgot what the banner said. And so I was like, wow, really? Paris has the Olympics? I didn't know that the decision was made, but I guess it is. And I guess the LA City Council will hold an ad hoc meeting on Friday to discuss accepting the deal. The International Olympic Committee, the IOC, said it will give the Los Angeles Organizing Committee $1.8 billion as part of the agreement. I would love to have a city that could host the Olympics and then get that kind of money. I would definitely decorate. I would make sure our water systems were clean. Real, please. I'd make sure there weren't any dead bodies floating, you know, in the ocean or rivers or lakes. But anyway, this incentive package of $1.8 billion to Los Angeles aims in part to increase participation and access to youth sports programs of the city of Los Angeles in the years leading up to the games. Now, wait a second. I thought of that. 2028, $1.8 billion. It's a lot of money. But for infrastructure changes, right, maybe we'll do the job now in 2017. We're talking 2028, okay? $1.8 billion might not mean nothing. That might not mean, I mean, that may be like what, you know, $500 million is now to us, which is still a lot, but not enough for a city to do what they need to do. Anyway, so they want them to increase participation and access to youth sports programs in the city of Los Angeles. Earlier this month, the IOC broke with tradition by deciding to award two games at once. So the 2024 and the 2028 games will go to Paris and Los Angeles. It just hadn't decided which city would get which. So the decision, they say, is going to be finalized in September. They say Paris and Los Angeles were the only competitors left after rival cities pulled their bids. Remember I told you that many cities after the Olympics are kind of financially devastated. You know, people make a mess. Things, the hype goes down, the media leaves, the media does a number on the city. You know, I'd really like to talk to, you know, Rio's city council and ask, you know, if they have a, you know, city council or whatever. I mean, it's a big city, but anyway. You know, if they regret having the Olympics, because look at what the media did in terms of Zika. I mean, luck of the draw. That's when the Zika epidemic was in full force, you know, and media catching the dead body and all the other stupid stuff that was going on. The Lockie, oh man, I know, I don't know what the heck is going on with that, but I think there was crime and there was other issues, and, you know, I don't know if Rio, you know, really benefited from all that media attention. Now, I have to say, Rio was one of the prettiest of the Olympics that I remember seeing. I thought the scenes of the city that they showed, the spots were beautiful. I love seeing the water and the mountain backdrop. So I thought the media was kind to them of showing, you know, some of the most beautiful spots of Rio de Janeiro. But I think the media gave them a real, real hard time with all the other stuff going on. And maybe they deserved it. If they didn't have their ducks in a row to host the Olympics, you know, we were even discussing on the show, maybe, you know, it should be moved. You know, having a Zika epidemic now is not the, you know, most enticing thing, especially when, you know, you're going to be sending your players down there and then coming back and they could have Zika and then transmitted sexually, or a mosquito on our soil lands on them and transmits it. The funny thing is we haven't really heard much about Zika since our players came back. So, you know, maybe the media overblew the story around Rio, you know, even though Brazil had major issues with it. Maybe Rio was a lot safer than we know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but the media was not very kind to Rio, and you wonder if they regret hosting the Olympics. They say hosting a modern Olympics practically guarantees massive debt and cost overruns. Researchers at Oxford said business school estimate the cost of overrun for the 2016 Olympics in Rio was $1.6 billion. Officials from Paris and Los Angeles have stressed that their cities already have more than 90% of the facilities that they need to host, reducing the additional cost. Yeah, I mean, if L.A. hosted it before and they only have to make some minor adjustments, then, you know, they don't have to rebuild, you know, like what had to happen in other cities. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I love it when Olympics are on American soil, and you know, I think it'll be great. And L.A. is only 3.5 hours away from where I live, so maybe I could come down and see some of the games. Atlanta was in 1996. Oh, there it is. Los Angeles hosted the Summer Games in 1932 and 1984. And, you know, California could use this financial boost. You know, the Planning Committee says that the games are going to cost $5.3 billion. but they hope that ticket sales will cover costs, sponsorships, and the city will receive federal support for security. Now, that's one of the biggest costs for any of these things, the increase in security. So we have Los Angeles, who is already at being salivated over by terrorists as a site for targeting. And now on top of that, we have Olympics. So they're going to have to really, really make sure they have their ducks in a row. And it's going to cost some money. Now, while we're still talking sports, this made headlines last week. Baltimore Ravens' John Urschel decided to retire from the NFL at the age of 26 because he has a passion for mathematics and doesn't want to lose his brain. In a statement released by the team, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said Urschel had informed him of the decision last week. He said, "We respect John and his decision. We appreciate his efforts over the past 3 years. I wish him all the best in his future endeavors." And Urschel said, "It wasn't an easy decision, but I believe it was the right one for me. There's no big story here, and I'd appreciate the right to privacy." So basically, Urschel earned a bachelor's and master's degrees in mathematics from Penn State, is currently working on his PhD at MIT. He's studying spectral graph theory, numerical linear algebra, and machine learning. Now, you and I who love football would rather play, watch, fantasize about football, whatever, than do linear algebra. But, good for this guy. And by the way, look at him, changing the... for years people thought, people in sports, they're there because they can't do academics. That's wrong. I mean, look at how many of our players are, MIT bound or Ivy League, Ivy League students. So, very, very impressive. So apparently in 2013, he taught trigonometry, analytic geometry. In the spring semester, he also has papers published. One of his papers is Cascadic Multigrid Algorithm for Computing the Fiedler Vector. The Fiedler Vector? I don't know what the hell that is. I took 3 years of calculus in college. Up to calculus 3 and biostatistics, and then I stopped. I was like, this is just too much. So he's working on his doctorate. And to him, that's more important than playing for the NFL and running the risk of getting hit. He's 6 feet, 3 inches, 300 pounds, played college football, and was selected by the Ravens in the fifth round of the 2014 draft. So, this study that came out a week ago in the medical journal JAMA found 99% of deceased NFL player brains had CTE, this chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Now, what's very interesting is Roger Goodell was... speaking at a, let me find that. Roger Goodell was speaking at a Jets training camp, and he was like, look, I want to find that. I apologize. He wasn't as concerned. He said that players live longer. He said the average NFL player lives 5 years longer than you. Goodell said, so their lifespan is actually longer and healthier. And I think because of all the advancements, including the medical care, that number is going to increase for them. And remember, the study looked at 111 brains, 110 had signs of CTE. So that's 99%. Now, also in the news is while Goodell was there, Jamal Adams said he would die on the field during if he had to. For chronic, he loved the game so much that, there's no better place to die. However, Martellus Bennett from Green Bay Packers said, oh, hell no. He said, look, football is great, but I ain't dying for this blink. So, the discussion is there. I mean, at least we're having the discussion. We want our players safe. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, Ryan from, I don't see a city on here. He's from Pennsylvania, but I have Ryan said that he took my advice when we talked about job interviews and he got his job. Very, very exciting. Ryan, I'd like you to call in so people know that you're real and that you really, really do get a job on my behalf. I really should, you know what I should do? I should start selling my consulting services. I love that I help you guys for free. I really, really do. But I gotta tell you, I should have a website. I should have testimonial. I should have, you know, Dahlia helped get me this job. What are those? I mean, are they agents? Are they headhunters? Who are the people that teach you how to go into an interview and not screw up and not mess yourself up? Okay, and I'm not sitting here gloating and peacocking and doing whatever, you know, but I think that's awesome. If I can help you guys get a job, Woohoo! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! I'd like to know how you did it, Ryan. Please, please, please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If any of you did not get a job or you failed your job interview as a result of the information I gave you, please do not call in. Okay? I don't think I want to hear you fail at getting your job. You know, guys, it's very interesting. I'm hearing a lot of excitement in the job market. And I'm not saying this is anything political because of our new administration or not, but it's kind of exciting. You know, we're hearing that people are quitting their jobs and they're getting a better paying job. You know, where I live in Las Vegas, there is a lot of growth. A lot of growth. We have a new medical school that just opened up. We have my medical school that has phenomenal classes. We have new medical clinics coming in and taking over. And it's, you know, whenever there's something bad that happens, usually there's something good that, or I don't want to say good, but there's, whenever there's a negative, there's a positive. Now, it may not be a positive for you or I, but there's, you know, things seem to balance themselves out. So, you know, there was a big concern that doctors were leaving because of Obamacare. And doctors were closing up their practices, etc. Well, where they were going is they were getting hired. And this is kind of survival of the fittest. You had doctors out there who started to go more into business and hire other doctors. And there are people I trained with, and, you know, all of a sudden now they're businessmen. And they now run clinics that hire multiple physicians and providers. And so now it sounds like doctor salary is going up because people, you know, want to, you know, take over the markets. When you have a single family doc or internist that closed down, his thousands and thousands of patients have to go somewhere. And many times those thousands of patients do not want to go to a clinic where they have to wait an hour, especially if their, you know, neighborhood family doc got them back pretty quickly and gave them a lot of personal attention. So in order for a big company to provide personal attention, they need to have more staff. That takes money. But you also want to please and you want to attract physicians. Physicians, it's very interesting. You know, I was talking to some younger physicians. Their attitude, in a way, it's very similar to my attitude. You know, when I was in school, I could not wait to graduate. I was so done with school. I had high school. Well, first I went to 12 schools between public school and high school. Then college came, right? College was like 4 years. Then medical school was another 4 years. Then residency. I was so ready to leave school. It was horrible. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. Shauna from California, how you doing? Oh, hey, Sean. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you doing?
Great. What's going on?
So, I just wanted to, I'm not sure if you're familiar with what autism is.
Yes.
So, I actually have autism myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the reason why I wanted to talk a little bit is because it is my hope that I can inspire people by talking a little bit about autism and the fact that it's growing. In fact,
mm-hmm.
1 out of about 4 new people are born with autism.
Absolutely. Sean, you are so wonderful to call in and share. How old are you?
30.
You're 30. Okay. And, you know, how have you been doing?
I've been doing okay. I've been on a couple radio stations. I've been on a web TV series talking about my experiences with autism. I have my own website as well.
That is wonderful. What's your website?
It's iknowautism.org.
iknowautism.org. Well, we'll definitely check that out. You know, I love the fact that, you know, you're sharing your story and, you know, and you're, you know, do you also work? Do you also have a job?
Not at this point. I currently receive SSI,
mm-hmm.
Which in simple terms means I receive money from the government,
mm-hmm.
and if I get a paying job, then that money will go away. I think that their feeling is, why should they pay for someone who is able to work on their own?
So, Sean, let me ask you something. How old were you when you were told that you have autism?
I was around, I think, anywhere from 5 to 8 years old.
Okay. And how was school for you?
School was really difficult, only because for a couple of reasons, which are, I'm a kinesthetic learner, and what that means is I learn best by doing.
Mm-hmm.
I learn best by example and trial and error, so I don't do well with lectures or tests.
Mm-hmm.
And what's more is that I stood out more than your average person, so I was an easy mm-hmm. target for people to
bully.
People who get enjoyment out of seeing people upset.
It must have been so hard. But, you know, Sean, you successfully started a website. You're telling people your story. I'm so proud of what you've been able to do, and I'm really grateful that you called. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I just wanted to get the word out that anything can be endured and overcame if you have a unbreakable will and enough determination.
Absolutely, Sean. Well, God bless you. Thank you. And please call us again, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the topic we were moving towards is you as consumers and you as patients, what are your future doctor options and what sort of clinics are you going to be going to? And we transitioned from that after Brian said he got a job and, you know, I was talking about interviewing skills and whatever, but how I'm noticing that the doctor market is different now, you know, and I was saying how in my neck of the woods, there are a lot of options now for medical providers Whereas we just a few years ago were thinking that many doctors were going to leave medicine completely. And again, I know I'm only looking at my center of the universe, but from what I'm hearing, that there are big, large companies now taking over most of the medical markets. And we've been seeing this for a while. We knew that the neighborhood family doc and internist or whatever, pediatrician, was going to be going by the wayside and everybody was going to be joining groups. But where we were about to move to is the you have some power that I've seen. And the power we have is a competition that's occurring between these big medical corporations. They want you happy. They don't want bad reviews, and they don't want you going across the street to the other big medical corporation. And I see them, you know, put a lot more time and effort into customer service, into call, you know, into ease at which to get prescriptions. And I'm hearing from some patients and some listeners that they like it, that, you know, they like the efficiency. You know, they just call the nurse. The nurse goes, type, prescription gets sent to the pharmacy. Some of them don't even have to come in. And they start liking this electronic, robotic type of medical process. For others, they hate it. They're not happy I'm gone. They're not happy that, you know, their family doc is, you know, no longer working. They don't like sitting in a waiting room where they don't recognize other people and they don't recognize the staff. It's a different staff person every week. And it's a different doctor every time. But I'm finding that these big companies are putting a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of real estate into taking over where small doctors were. And in order to compete with the small family doc, the smaller time family doc, they're going to have to listen. They're going to have to make sure they cater to your needs. And so I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or email me on what your experiences have been, all right? Because we've been hearing that it is getting bad. Over the past 7 years, 8 years, we've heard it's getting worse, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. And it was getting bad before then. You know, people didn't like the long waits. They couldn't stand the HMOs. They didn't like the fact that they couldn't get their Adderall or their diet pills or their narcotic without coming in for a prescription. That marijuana wasn't legal. I mean, you know, people have been complaining for years. But it really, really got bad the last 8 years. And I'm not saying that to tie it into Obama and Obamacare. But, you know, things changed. And when doctors, you know, were feeling squeezed out, they left. So absolutely it accelerated a lot of the discontent that we saw with, patients and the healthcare field. But, you know, I talk to young doctors because these are the ones that are going to be going out there and being, they're going to be our doctors later. These ones, and I have access to residents and students, et cetera. And thank God, all right, they went into medicine because years ago, medicine was a very lucrative field. You got a lot of, you got a lot of respect. It was a highly revered and, you know, a financially attractive field. Well, not anymore. You know, you can make more money doing stuff on YouTube or eBay or, you know, people, Uber. You know, people have been able to find other ways to make money. I mean, look at Zuckerberg and Facebook. That, you know, medicine is not, you know, the most attractive financially, not for all the years you have to put in and the investment you have to put in, you know, in terms of schooling. Now, mind you, you'd be a plastic surgeon or an orthopedic surgeon, yeah, you're going to make money. A neurosurgeon, yeah. But going into primary care, no. Not to mention the risk of infectious disease and the long hours and the liability and the risk of losing your house. Why would anybody go into medicine when somebody could sue them at any time and they lose their house? And they lose the ability to practice medicine. And, it's not really if I was advising somebody as a career advisor, I would not advise them to go into medicine. As a doctor, And as a patient, I'm like, yes, please, please, please go into medicine. But, you know, when you look at the data, the statistics, boy, you would be a hell of a lot happier in another field. But thank God we have medical students, and thank God we have residents, and we have people that are still going through their education, and they can't wait to go out there and take care of people. But what's very interesting is, you know, many of them are weighing their options, which is, you know, which is nice. You know, it stinks. We were at a time when you really didn't have a lot of options. And, you know, these kids, they want to get out of school. And many of them don't want to have a boss. Okay? They have been a student. I told you my schooling. I mean, you know, high school, then 4 years college, 4 years medical school, 3 year residency. You know, I when I was done with school, I wanted to get out, and I didn't want to have another professor over me, another doctor over me, another boss. Now, I went to work for the urgent care, and I liked it, and I liked my bosses, but I could not wait to be the captain of my own ship. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is if school continues to be hard, and if medicine, you know, is an unattractive field that people go into because they want to have the determination and they have the, you know, cojones to go through that schooling, take on the money so they can help people. They may have the drive to go, I am going to do this myself. I am not going to work for somebody. I'm going to open up my own shop. And if we have enough of those individuals, then maybe we'll be able to return the way medicine is, where you have the neighborhood doc. I really worry about medicine going corporate. It's been doing that for years, and I understand it may be more efficient. You know, maybe things may get done quicker, et cetera. But, you know, medicine is an art, and you treating a patient that you don't know and you haven't really spent the time with and invested in, makes you, less capable of being, providing the best care for that one particular individual. And so I am hoping that these kids that get out there, you know, want to, with so much passion, become those types of doctors, especially in primary care, because that's what we need. You know, I don't have a new primary care doctor. I don't have one. And, I know some people. You know, but I know they're busy and I know where they work. And I'm like, I don't know if I want my records within a corporation. You know, a lot of us are really turned off by that. I want to know that, you know, that one doctor has my records under lock and key. Nobody can touch him. And even though you guys already know about all my issues, still, you know, it's nice to have some sort of privacy, especially when it comes to my weight, right? You know, right? And my age. I would like that a little private, but thanks to Google, it's not. So we'll see. So there is hope. All right. When we come back, Chuck Schumer is calling for an investigation into the health effects of chemicals used in fast food packaging. But get this. They think they could solve world hunger because they created food using carbon dioxide and electricity. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.